ABC Radio Australia.
Sharing a Pacific morning.
This Sunday is World Tuberculosis Day. It's a day that aims to raise awareness about one of the planet's oldest and deadliest infectious diseases. And as Susie Raines reports, rates in PNG are among the highest, with Daru Island in the country's southwest declared as a global hotspot.
I was
sick for 1 month. When I was 5 months pregnant.
These PNG voices recorded by aid agency Doctors Without Borders reveal a glimpse of the human suffering behind the shocking statistics.
I lost my child because of that.
The numbers are alarming. The fact is that TB rates overall are not going down quick enough to reach the goal that the United Nations have agreed on, which is to end the epidemic by 2030.
Suman Majunda is an infectious diseases doctor from the Burnet Institute, an independent Australian research organisation.
Tuberculosis is an infectious disease caused by a bacteria, Mycobacterium TB, and it's actually a very, very old pathogen. It's been discovered to be present in humans around 5000 BC, so it's been with us for a very long time. And it causes an infection that comes into humans through the lungs, but can affect any part of your body, a number of organs and all your bloodstream. The majority of cases, though, have lung disease.
Papua New Guinea has one of the highest prevalence rates of tuberculosis in the world, with 30,000 new cases reported every year. Why is it so high there?
The answer is that we actually don't know what drives higher rates in particular locations. Overcrowding is probably the major factor in PNG. We need a bit more research to answer this question.
Part of the problem, as I understand it, is that a lot of people aren't completing treatment. Is that the case?
That's correct, but I think treatment is difficult.
Just how difficult is something that 36-year-old Timothy from Brisbane understands all too well?
Just at the very beginning, the first couple of months, I actually had almost no energy. I just remember vague impressions. Like, I remember hearing crows outside my window and thinking that that meant that death was near and so on and so forth.
He contracted TB 4 years ago while working as an English teacher in China and was given just 4 days to leave the country.
They discovered that it was actually multi-drug resistant. So what that meant was 18 months minimum of about 40 pills per day. And these pills are all very toxic. Probably none of them would be newer than, say, the 1970s. In addition to taking the pills, I had to have what's called a PIC line, and I had to take intravenous, like, antibiotics 5 times a week for that through a pump. The side effects of the drugs were, like, so severe, the potential to cause hearing loss. Severe nausea, so I was taking the same anti-nausea pills that they give to, say, cancer or leukemia patients on chemotherapy. I developed anxiety, some panic attacks, so I had 18 months of diarrhea. I didn't look very good either, so my modelling career was put on hold.
I think it's fair to say that few patients in the Pacific would have had the sort of care and treatment that you did. Can you imagine what it would be like to go through recovery with substandard care?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that's another reason why I count myself lucky, because Australia does have such a good healthcare system. During the treatment process, I was reading blogs from, you know, sufferers from all over the world and so on. And several of the blogs talked about how places without, you know, good roads or clean water or any of this, and the hospital being very far away, sometimes people would have to walk to the clinic, line up, you know, for hours at a time to get their treatment and then walk home. So we're talking about kilometres and kilometres when you're feeling absolutely terrible. So it must be incredibly challenging to get through that.
There are not many diseases that you have to take a 6-month treatment for, or a 2-year treatment for multi-drug resistant TB. So if we can make the treatment simpler to take with less side effects, we will get completion rates much higher. We thought that we had TB beats for many years, but had this resurgence, and a major gap in the response to TB is funding TB research and good science to answer all these questions. It's so important that part of the new World Health Organization's strategy called NTB The third component is actually research and innovation. So we know that each year there's a costed global plan to end TB. There's a general $2 billion per year required in TB research, and there's a gap of $1.3 billion per year underfunded in TB research.
March 24th is World TB Day.
As a TB survivor,
I want to encourage others to get tested
and treat latent tuberculosis infection.
It's time we strengthen TB education and awareness.
It's time to speak up.
It's time to end TB.
It's time. That's the theme of this year's World TB Day, which is on Sunday, the 24th of March. That report from Susie Rains.